How to Find Out If You Deserve a Piece of $20 Million Apple Watch Settlement by Lucas Nolan on February 1, 2025. Apple has agreed to pay up to $20 million to settle a class action lawsuit over defects in early Apple Watch models that caused displays to crack or detach from the casing. Here's how to find out if you qualify to receive a payout. 9to5 Mac reports that a class action lawsuit filed against Apple in 2018 has finally reached a settlement, with the tech giant agreeing to pay up to $20 million to affected Apple Watch owners. The lawsuit alleged that Apple was aware of defects in its Series 0 to Series 3 models, which could cause the display to crack or detach from the casing, yet the company refused to acknowledge the issue and denied warranty claims. The problems with early Apple Watch models first came to light in 2017 when owners of the original Apple Watch, also known as Series 0, reported swollen batteries that pushed the display up from the casing. Apple responded by offering a free 3-year extended warranty for this specific issue. Similar problems occurred with some Series 2 models, particularly the 42mm versions of Sport, Nike Plus, Hermes, and Edition. In these cases, Apple offered free service for up to 3 years, regardless of warranty status. However, when some Apple Watch owners experienced cracked or detached displays, which they claimed resulted from the same swollen battery issue, Apple did not acknowledge the problem or offer any warranty coverage. Instead, the company stated that display damage was considered accidental and not covered under warranty. The class action lawsuit, filed in 2018, alleged that Apple was aware of defects in its early Apple Watch models but refused to honor warranty claims, stating that the damage was caused by consumers. The lawsuit claimed that consumers had complained to Apple about the defect almost immediately after the company released the Series 0, Series 1, Series 2, and Series 3 models. Although Apple has never accepted the claims made in the lawsuit, the company has now agreed to a settlement totaling $20 million. In a statement sent to CNET, Apple pushed back on the claims, stating that the Apple Watch is designed to be safe and reliable. The company further clarified that the settlement applies to purchasers of original Apple Watch, Series 1, Series 2, and Series 3 models, which are no longer available for purchase. How to check your eligibility? To be eligible for the settlement, individuals must have owned an affected Apple Watch model in the United States and reported the issue to Apple between April 24, 2015, and February 6, 2024. The payout per individual will range from $20 to $50, depending on the number of people who file claims. Apple will automatically notify those with a valid claim, and no action is required to be included in the settlement. The payout will be made to the payment method Apple has on file for the individual. To ensure that payment details are up to date, it is recommended that eligible individuals visit this link. Individuals can only do this after Apple has contacted them with their unique login codes. This must be done by April 10, 2025, to secure the settlement payment. Read more at 9to5 Mac here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.